just bought the Sefer Yeshua's Malkai from Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna. So he brings, at the very end of the Sefer, there's a small chibur called Likutei Torah. So this is on Daf Ayin Vav Amar Aleph, page 151. He says something very interesting. He says, B'shoshe hippel Nimrod es Avram Avinu l'toich Kivshon Ha'esh. When Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshon Ha'esh, so Chazal say, Bo Gavriel, Gavriel came, and he says, I'm going to come, and I'm going to save Avram Avinu. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel, Ani Yochid Ba'ilamai, V'hu Yochid Ba'ilamai. I'm a yachid and he's a yachid. No li yachid, lahatzel es hayachid. No li yachid, lahatzel es hayachid. So said Rab Shula Kutna, what's pshat in this chazal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to do it. No li yachid, lahatzel es hayachid. Why did it have to be that way? So he says that the emes is that when Ezra asks Akasha, that why is it that the story of Nimrod throwing Avram Avinu into the Kivshon Ha'esh is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah? Right? It's all Teresh Baal Peh. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. A lot of the other desyonis are mentioned in the Torah. But the story of the Ur Kazdan of the Kivshon Ha'esh, that's not something that's mentioned in the Torah. So he said, what's the pshat? Said Rabbi Yeshua Mikotna. He said, Laval Adover Mufon, Ki Mitzvah's Kiddush Hashem, Hu Rakim Roitzin Lo Ansoi, Lavet Avigazara. Kiddush Hashem is if somebody gets forced into Kiddush Hashem. He said, but really, a person is not supposed to look for that kind of situation. In fact, if a person incites the enemy and ends up in a situation of Kiddush Hashem, Ulay Habi Bechlal Ma'abed Asmi Ladas. And he says, it's for that reason we daven Al Tivieni Lidei Nisoi. Aval Avram Avinu Mida Acheres Hoisavoy. Shehiskar Rebbe Nimrod. He raged on Nimrod. V'doyre and the whole generation. K'moshe Metzino Ben Medrash. And you know what Nimrod eventually did? He punished him. What was the punishment? He threw him into the Kivshon Ha'esh. I'm skipping. Hoisek Far Nekom Emi Nimrod. V'chol Si Puri Atzeh. This was a Nekom of Nimrod. And what Avram Avinu did wasn't Poshit. In fact, in Halacha, what Avram Avinu did would be a geder of Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. But Avram Avinu did it anyways. So said Rabbi Yishuv Mikutno, Kol Sipuri HaTorah, all the Sipuri HaTorah, Heim Allah HaYiris Es HaMaisa HaShanasa. It's all Halacha L'maisa. Why? What's the Torah? What's the point? All the stories in Bereishis, Noyach. It's for us to learn. You're supposed to learn something. Ma'she'ein Kein Sipur HaKivshon, Shabal Yedei Nesoyin Shal Avram, Einoy Derech Avureinu. It's not for us. Rach Echad. There was one person, Avram, show you Yochid Boilom, Imamuna Tahira, Omad Negad Adar Lohicham, Uleheres Achoshech, Vayudeze Hoya Besakon of Initzel, Avul Ainze Toyro Ledoiris. This is not Toyro Ledoiris. Vizehu Yochid Boilomoi, Bishvilshu Yochid. And it's for that reason that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and saved. You know why? Because Gavriel Alpi Din couldn't save Avram Avinu. You hear what's going on? He couldn't save him because he was a Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. He had no right to put himself into this situation. But Davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Yochid. Eret Fashtanin that Avram Avinu was also a Yochid. And that's why he went ahead and saved himself. I was thinking, Rabbi Akiva did the same exact thing. Kol Yomai HaYisi Mitzvah is the Iyun Yaakov is the Baal Shvus Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov is an old kasha from an old Rav in Prague in the 1600s. He's the one who asked this question. He said, Kol Yomai HaYisi Mitzvah, how was he allowed to put himself into this situation? It's a shvera kasha. Medavisen Ateris. If Iyun Yaakov said Sorochin, it's a very, very good kasha. But he wasn't the first one to do it, Rabbi Akiva. Avram Avinu did the same thing. And what happened when Avram Avinu did it? Omer HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel, Ani Yochid Ba'ilamai, V'hu Yochid Ba'ilami, No Li Yochid, Lahatzel Asa Yochid. When did Rabbi Akiva die? When did Rabbi Akiva die? Yotzin, Hayom Meirich Be'echad, Ache Yotzin Ishmasa Be'echad, Yotzin Sabasko Va'amra, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, She Yotzin Ishmasa Be'echad. Could be there's a thief guide over here. The Rabbi Akiva was like Avram Avinu. Rabbi Akiva was Makal Kilas Berabim. Rabbi Akiva was the one who had 24,000 Talmidim, and then Rabbi Akiva had another 5 Talmidim. He had a Talmud, Rabbi Meir, V'kulan Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was like the Lot, the Shoinei Azov, Shel Bala Yeshua's Malkoi, Hayo Yochid Ba'olam, Imamuna HaTahira, he too was a Yochid by Lamai. Yatza Nishmasai Be'echad. Because there was an idea of an Echad. A Yochid is allowed to do this. Rabbi Akiva, like Avram Avinu, was Yatza Nishmasai Be'echad.